Amen. God has been speaking to us this whole morning. And it's Jesus. It's all because of Jesus. I tell you, when we stand, not only hearing, but when we see the goodness and the favor of God, I tell you what, it touches us. And let it be an encouragement. I echo that. It is an encouragement. Yeah. Our God is able and He is willing and He is full of love and His favor is upon us. This is what He says, only believe. If you would just believe the love that I have for you, all things will be possible. Amen. So I have a great, I mean, God has been speaking already. It's like, do I even have to come up? But I believe God is not finished with us. I have the great privilege of sharing God's word with us this morning. And I want to talk about the how, the why, and the what of local church. The how, the why, and the what of local church. And for those who have raised children, these are the questions that we are going to be asked. How? How did this happen? How did I get you? How was I born? How did this church begin? And why? That next question, I tell you, and they get progressively harder to answer, the hows. But then the why. Why am I here? Why was I born? Why are we in this church? And then, of course, the what. What am I going to do now? Now that I understand all of these things, what am I going to do now? So for a context, we want to go into the second chapter of Acts. So if you've got your Bibles, I'd like you to please turn with me to the second chapter of Acts. It's great that you bring your Bibles. I encourage you to bring your Bibles to the church. If we can just maybe fix that echo, I'm feeling like I'm in a tunnel, yeah? But anyway, the context of this, Acts chapter 2, and we're going to start from verse 14. But the context is the day of Pentecost. And the disciples were huddling together. Jesus was, he died, he rose again. He says, I'm coming back to you. And wait in Jerusalem. So here the disciples are waiting for the gift of the Holy Spirit that God had promised. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit, empowered. And then we pick up in verse 14, as Peter stood up with the 11, and he raised his voice and he addressed the church. Now I'm going to go back down to verse 36, and we're going to pick it up from there. And this is what Peter, he begins to preach on the unction and the power of the Holy Spirit. And he says this, therefore let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart, and they said to Peter and the other